Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
ZipRecruiter is a proud sponsor of Without Warning Podcast. Use code word WOW and search for jobs anytime, anywhere.
The Lauren Agee case was hastily closed by authorities, but many questions remain. Come behind the curtain with private investigator Sheila Waisaki as she uncovers the truth about what happened to Lauren. This is Without Warning. This episode of Without Warning, the Lauren Agee case, is sponsored by PIMagazine.com, the private investigator's source for equipment and tips, practical tactical advice, current events, stories, and more. The latest trends in the world of the private investigator are now just a click away. Subscribe today at PIMagazine.com. Warning: the following episode contains details about sexual violence and elements that are graphic in nature.
Okay, so I'm in this situation where I want to help as much as I can, but other people think that my lawyer should be present.
It's whatever you want to do.
I don't feel like I have anything to hide.
So you've heard from all of the people, or at least we think all of the people that were camping at the top of the cliff with Lauren during Wakefest, except for one, Hannah Palmer. As you know, Hannah was Lauren's childhood friend who drove with her to Wakefest that weekend. What you're about to hear is Chris Yarchuk, the off-duty White County police officer in charge of security at Wakefest that weekend, interviewing Hannah when an unidentified dead body was found in the water.
Where'd y'all sleep at, or where were y'all at?
At the campground.
So all y'all, and your boyfriend and the dog and that other guy?
Everybody was up there, yeah.
So y'all all went up there together?
Yep.
Okay, and that was at 2 o'clock? Yeah, that was just
when
we were shot down.
When she bummed a cigarette from you,
yeah.
That's when we came back here.
Yeah, okay. What's this ex-boyfriend that she run into or whatever?
But she has a new he has a new girlfriend. He
right.
Has nothing to do with it. But
one of the guys said that she tried to talk to him, or they're fighting, or he pushed her away, or walked away from her.
Well, whatever. She said that she went up and had confronted them, but
yeah.
She's full of drama, so.
Okay.
That's what I'm just being around it today and hearing. That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't even down there last night, but that's what I heard
yeah.
This morning.
Okay.
That she had.
How many of y'all slept up there last night?
Four of us.
So, your boyfriend, the dog, that other cat with the long blonde hair?
Yeah, and her.
And y'all, would you canoe over there? Okay.
And she was fine.
Y'all went to, but y'all slept in the tent, all of you together, four of you?
No, us two slept in the tent. Her and Chris slept in the, like a hammock.
Yeah. And which one's Chris?
He said when he woke up, blonde hair.
The guy that was wearing like the Bieber hair, swishy blonde.
Probably.
Your
yeah,
boyfriend's got the longer hair, right?
Yeah, you saw
yeah.
Him.
Okay.
The fully tatted guy's Chris. Skinnier,
yeah.
Skinnier, fully
yeah.
Tatted.
Tall.
Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So him and her slept in a what?
A hammock. And he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I woke up and I woke him up and I said, "Where's Lauren?" And he said, "She got up a while ago." He was like, "But I didn't feel her or anything, but she had gotten up." And I said, "Okay, have you seen her since?" And he said, "No." And I asked how long. He said he wasn't sure because, I mean, we'd been drinking, obviously.
Yeah.
So we were laying in our hammocks and tents and stuff. And
did you guys go to a houseboat after, or go to walk the dock, or do anything after you left the bar?
Yeah, when we left the bar, when you last saw her, we walked all the way down, got in the canoe, and went up there.
Okay.
And she was fine when we went.
Yeah.
I know she probably went to pee, but... She didn't have her shoes, she didn't have her keys, wallet, phone. And she, like, would not leave without that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I know, I've known her since I was 10. Like, yeah. I know she wouldn't leave without that.
Okay. All right. Well, EMS is over there, and the DeKalb County Sheriff's Department's over there. My jurisdiction stops at that point, and so it's not out of my county. So we'll go see if we can make a positive ID. Did you have a shirt on that you know of? What color of shirt, or no? So barefoot.
For some reason, I remember her. She had a white jacket that was still up there. When I went up there, it was still up there. She had a black tank top and pink shorts.
Okay.
But her jacket thingy was up there.
Okay.
So I think a black tank top, pink shorts is what she had.
Unless she
changed before or went to Beth Duet.
Are you from Hendersonville also?
We live in the same neighborhood.
Okay. So the whole group came here together.
Okay.
Well, you know, we don't know anything yet.
Y'all don't know if she has pink shorts on.
I have not been over there.
What do we have to do? We have to go
get
an ID.
Oh no, we got an ID of hers.
Yeah, I went up with your boyfriend to the campsite. We got a DL
right now, and we'll just have to wait.
We got her ID. So if it is or isn't, we can determine. You know, when they
we don't know where it is.
EMS has to do whatever they're doing with the person.
Oh, they do.
And all that. So that's all we know. They're just over there on the boat.
Which boat?
They're on a pontoon around the corner there. Just where at the bottom by the rope.
Are we going over there?
No, not right now.
We're going to hold tight.
Yeah.
And let's figure out what's going on. I'm sorry. Can't imagine what you're feeling right now. I'm really sorry. But let's find out. Looks like they're moving out. Is she roughly the same age?
Yeah. She's 22 also.
You grew up with her?
Mm-hmm.
Know her family?
Mm-hmm.
Live in the same neighborhood.
She's still living with her parents.
Her parents are Mike and Sherry Smith. Her mom got remarried.
What about her father? Do you know anything about him?
Brian Agee.
Her father?
Yeah. Her biological father, mm-hmm. Brian Agee.
Is he still in contact with her?
He lives in Hendersonville, too.
I live in, like, Madison.
Okay.
But he lives in the area.
Okay. Her phone's still up there, then?
Everything.
Okay. Take some deep breaths. We don't know anything yet, you know? So.
It's pretty obvious. I wouldn't be on this boat if it weren't.
Why do you say that?
Because, I mean, coincidentally, my friend, I can't find her. And the whole time I'm worried, I'm like, she probably went to pee in the middle of the night and fell. But then I went down and I heard she might have gone on a houseboat, so I thought she'd be at Wakefest.
Who said she got on a houseboat?
Evan, he said that she came back. And that she said she was going to have to stay on a houseboat.
Why would she have to stay there?
Because we had canoed back. Or she thought we canoed back. We had actually gone up there, but she had said we canoed back, so I'm going to have to stay on a houseboat.
Now, I didn't follow that. So y'all came back without her, and she said...
She thought we left her.
Here, at the campsite?
Yeah. She thought we had left her at the bar.
Okay.
And so... I guess Evan said that she said that because we had left her, which we were just about the car, we came back to the bar, that she's going to have to stay on a houseboat. So I don't know if that was before or if that was after she last saw me, you know?
We all left together, so.
Yeah, she got up. Yeah, she was up there with us, yes.
Well, that's interesting. Hannah has managed to tell a few different stories in this span of 7 minutes. Let's listen to the last 20 seconds again.
Now, I didn't follow that. So y'all came back without her, and she said...
She thought we left her.
Here, at the campsite?
Yeah.
Okay.
She thought we had left her at the bar.
Okay.
And so... I guess Evan said that she said that because we had left her, which we were just about the car, we came back to the bar, that she's going to have to stay on a houseboat. So I don't know if that was before or if that was after she last saw me, you know?
We all left together, so.
Yeah, she was up there with us.
So first she says we all canoed back together and Lauren slept in the Inu with Chris. Then she says Lauren probably went to pee in the middle of the night and fell. But then at the end of the interview, she says she heard Lauren might have gotten on a houseboat and stayed there because they canoed back without her. And then when confronted with the question, "Well, y'all left together?" she says, "Yes, she was up there with us." None of this makes sense. This is all raw, unedited files, people. Shortly after Lauren's death, Hannah and Aaron moved to Florida. I made a surprise visit with another PI to their house in Florida where Hannah graciously let us in and agreed to a taped interview. Aaron was nowhere in sight.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Sign up for my Patreon where you'll receive the inside scoop to the Lauren Agee case as well as future investigations. Choose from 3-tier levels that include evidence such as police report, profiles, autopsy reports, photos, and much more, so you can make your own informed investigation.
Just so we can be sure, you understand that we're recording
yes.
and you're okay with that?
Yes, that's
okay.
fine.
All right.
So if you can, there are several areas that I have questions about.
Okay.
Where the, if you can you tell me where from that, I know that's a terrible picture, where you guys were camping from here?
Well, I think we came up right around here, and I think our campsite was right up in here.
Okay.
And then there was, like, a place where there was two boulders that you had to, like, climb up. Have you been to the actual...
Oh, sorry. I went there, actually,
So that obnoxious noise you are hearing in the background is the recorder being moved. Shortly after we sat down to talk to Hannah, a young man kept walking in and out of the room we were sitting in. He kept finding ways to make himself present and let us know that he was not happy we were there.
We were there on... a couple days ago, and we took pictures from coming down, but you know there's no remnants of any site. So we were having trouble figuring out where it was and where the like this Samantha Arnold gave a statement. There was a pee area, and we were having trouble
figuring
a pee area where y'all went and pee.
Oh, a pee area.
Yeah, sorry, so my accent.
Yeah, it was right where the walkway goes down.
Right.
Is where we would try to go because you had to like...
Okay, not at the
so
front.
So here... It was at the back. This is the back of it.
Which is the back.
So this is the back. You would go up here, and if I recall correctly, somewhere like... It might even be right there, but there were like two big boulders you had to literally climb up.
Okay.
So in order for no one to see you using the restroom from up here, you had to... go back down the boulders, and there was like a tree that you would grab onto and kind of go around it, and that was our little
so it wasn't at the front.
No,
where she told me and again it was
Samantha was only there for like one night with us.
She didn't really, I mean she was there
for one night.
That was her pee area.
Maybe I don't know.
She went to the
but that
side.
Would have been behind the tent, which I wouldn't think anyone would be stupid enough to walk behind there to use the restroom. I don't know.
Okay. When they found Lauren, and kind of take me before that.
like moments before they found her?
Well, or just what y'all were doing, where you guys were.
It was actually
where the camps...
really ironic timing because we had just been coming back from, you know, everybody went out on the actual lake for the wake fest. And mm-hmm. so as we were coming to go back to the cliff, mm-hmm. we bypassed, I don't know if it's a police boat or...
Okay. The TWRA,
is
that?
Yeah,
okay.
You could tell it was some kind of...
Right, official.
Official, boat, right, yeah. And so we go to the dock, we see everybody crowding around, we knew they were over near our area, so... And obviously I'd been, like, wondering where Lauren was, so...
Right.
I mean, I automatically, I knew, yeah, so...
Okay. So she was so worried about her friend, yet she spent the entire day at Wakefest events with Aaron, Chris, and her other friends. And don't you think it's strange that when she saw the TWRA boats, she automatically assumed they were there because something happened to Lauren? Also, during this conversation, that random young man in the house walked back and forth in and out of the room again and again to make himself known.
So the night of the accident, mm-hmm. can you kind of take me through that a little bit?
It was roughly 3 a.m. We had been drinking. We started to head back to the site, and you know, we've been drinking all day and all night, and so we make it up just fine. Lauren and Chris got in the hammock over the
is ledge. It that one that's
the colors look off to me, but it
well
was
I'm
over
sure
the edge like that.
Okay,
yes. They were in that one. There was a hammock in the middle. Me and Aaron were in for roughly 20 minutes.
Okay.
I get tired. I'm ready to go lay in the tent. Mm-hmm. I wake up. They're asleep in the hammock. We go in the tent. And
now, when they were asleep in the hammock, was her head here or was it back there?
It was on this side.
On that side.
Yeah.
And both of them were on the in the hammock.
Both of them were in the hammock.
Okay. And then when you woke up in the morning, what time did y'all wake up?
We didn't have phones. I told myself it was probably like 7 or 8
okay.
in the morning. I woke up. Chris was still sleeping. Lauren wasn't in the hammock. I wake him up. I'm like, where's Lauren? And he had told me that she had gotten up at some point. He thought she was just using the restroom.
Wait a minute. Say that again. Who told you that?
Chris.
Oh, okay.
That she had gotten up at some point to go to the restroom, or she just wasn't in there, and that
right.
she had gotten up, and that he thought she'd be coming back, and I woke him up, and he was like, well, she's still not back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, do you know what time it was? No, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, I'm going to go search. I'm like, maybe she's down at RP spot. So I check around. You know, I automatically think it's weird because her shoes are still there. Her phone's still there, but it's dead. So I'm like, she's not going to have her phone, you know, and we're on the lake. But her shoes were still there, and that was weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone starts jumping off the cliff. We're starting the day. I get in the hammock, and I'm kind of the one picking up people that are jumping off. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm searching the rocks. I'm searching the water. And
you get in the hammock or you get in the canoe?
The canoe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I was like, wait a hammock.
No. The
now,
canoe.
When you said everybody, who do you mean everybody?
It was me, Aaron, Chris, and then... the Harper boys, Jacob Harper and Jared Harper, I think it was just them two, swam from the dock to us
okay.
to jump off the cliff and mm-hmm. see the site and stuff like that. And so they were jumping off, and I was the one picking them up. And then after they were done, we went to the marina.
Okay.
Here, or whatever.
Do you know what time that was?
I think like 45 minutes after we probably woke up.
Okay.
30 minutes, 45 minutes. I was trying to rush to get to the pier.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so when you woke up and her stuff was there, and then at the bottom of the cliff, was the canoe still there?
Mm-hmm.
It was still there. What did you think happened?
I mean, there were a couple scenarios in my head. I knew her main reason for coming to Wakefest was because her ex was there. Clint Martin, I'm sure you've heard his name by now. That's her ex.
Just ex.
Hold on a second, it's Aaron. Hey. I'm talking to some people about Lauren right now, so I can't really talk. I don't know. I love you. I understand.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
So within the first 5 minutes of us sitting down with Hannah, she gets a phone call from Aaron Lilly. What he didn't realize was that we could hear him on the other end of the phone. When Hannah told Aaron that she was talking to some people about Lauren, he tells her, stick to the story. During this time, Hannah was very short with her responses, trying to get off the phone with him quickly, as you can hear. She seemed to get flustered, rubbing her forehead and looking concerned.
Sorry. I don't know where I was.
Okay, so what were the scenarios in your head? Her point of going there was...
I knew that she really wanted to see him. I knew that they had ran into each other at the bar and had, you know, we weren't together the entire time.
Right.
We did our own thing, but... My most prominent guess was that she probably got picked up by him on a boat or something.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Evan Shelton, I don't know if you've heard that name.
I heard that name actually yesterday. Was he the group of guys that were upstairs or on the cliff?
No. He never came, not with us.
Okay.
He never came up there. He was a good friend. He's Clint's cousin,
mm-hmm.
but he's also a good friend of both me and Lauren's, or was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where I was now.
That's okay. So Evan Shelton?
Yeah, Evan Shelton, but I'm trying to think of what I was going to tell you about Evan. Oh, she had been with him that night at the bar, and I thought maybe he picked her up. And then when I came to the marina, they were the first two people I saw, and I asked them both, and Evan had said that she had came back and was on a houseboat, or said she might go on a houseboat.
Okay.
Which sounds like Lauren, because she wasn't much of a camper, and, you know, so I was like...
And you never camped before this either?
No, I've camped before. When
oh,
I
you have?
Her, not up on a cliff or anything.
Okay,
but I'd
right.
camped. But as far as I know, she had never probably been camping.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she had it, not like that.
Yeah, which, it's quite the, it's definitely...
It's an extreme camping situation,
yeah.
Once again, that strange guy walked into the room, this time patting Hannah on the shoulder, stepping over her, and then he walked from one side of the room and then back out the other. She was completely unfazed by this, like it didn't even happen.
So she's not there. You think you talked to Evan. Who else did you talk to?
I'd asked there were like bar cops or cops that were at, you know, Wake
mm-hmm.
Fest, I guess. I'd asked them if they'd seen the girl that was with me last night, because she, you know, was very outgoing and talked to everyone. And
mm-hmm.
I thought maybe I knew he would remember us. And
mm-hmm.
He had said no, and I don't remember his name. I apologize. I don't know his name.
It's okay. So he was one of the cops, though, that was there mm-hmm. the night before?
Yeah, he'd been through there the whole time.
Okay. And is he one of the police officers that, when her body was found, was with them?
I don't recall.
I would
just
like
thought of
to
him as like a
him.
Bar cop. I don't know. I thought
okay.
he was just, you know, mediating the situation. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. A bouncer.
Okay.
But I think he was an actual cop.
Okay. So the night before,
mm-hmm.
everything's fine. Lauren sees her boyfriend, or I'm sorry, ex-boyfriend. And we haven't talked to him. We just know ex-boyfriend at this point.
Yeah.
And he and her, do they start talking? Do they make plans?
No, not in front of me.
Oh, okay.
But they dated off and on for 3 years, you know, so it wasn't... I thought they would eventually at some point, you know, hook back up at Wake Fest. That was her intentions, I think, was to hook back up with him at some point.
So she went to Wake Fest only because of him?
Pretty much. She had told me Clint was going and then asked me if I was going, and I told her yeah. Like, she had plans to go before she ever knew I was going. We didn't, like, make plans to go together until she knew I was going.
Okay. And then, so did you drive or did she drive?
I drove her vehicle.
Okay. And, I'm trying to think. There were some questions about the night of. So let's go back to when the police... I know the scene's awful. I just know it is. So the police tell you, come to you. What did the police do?
The night that it happened?
Mm-hmm.
I was at the marina. I was waiting for the situation to unfold. And then the marina owners came and got me and were like, you're Hannah. And I'm like, yes. And they were like, well, come sit in here because, you know, the spotlight's on me at that point. People knew that's where we were staying. So they took us back to the little, it's like a shop where you get your beer and whatever you need
right.
on the water.
Here he is again, that strange young man interrupting our interview and moving my recording device.
They took me in there and just, I waited in there until...
And they came and told you?
Yeah, they actually told me. I kept telling them over and over because I was hysterical, you know, and I was like, I know it's her. I know it's got to be her. I mean, but they kept telling me that they thought it was a younger girl, and that they were like, if you had to ID her, could you? And I'm like, well, you know, yeah, you know, I need to see if it's her. And then they wouldn't let me all of a sudden, so I knew...
Now, her clothing that she had on, did you ever see what clothes she had on?
If I recall correctly, she had on pink shorts and a black shirt, maybe.
Were they her shorts?
Yeah, they were her clothes.
And it was a black top.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was wearing black.
Okay, so the shorts were hers and the top. Okay. And then, when you guys all came back, tell me who is everybody that came back to the campsite that night.
Me, Aaron, Lauren, and Chris.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay. I read somewhere that there were some guys up there. I think it was Aaron gave a statement saying there were some guys up there at one point.
Not that night, but like previously the day before or like during the day, like there had been other people up there, but not that night when we went. I'm so sorry. Hello. I am talking to some people about Lauren. What are you doing?
And again, Hannah gets another phone call from someone about us being there. Her tone completely changes when she gets off the phone this time.
Okay, so I'm in this situation where I want to help as much as I can, but other people think that my lawyer should be present.
It's whatever you want to do.
I don't feel like I have anything to hide.
Okay.
Oh, honey, don't cry.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the only thing we are doing is trying to find out what happened.
I know, and I want, like, for almost 20 days away now, but for almost a whole year, all I wanted to do was for someone to come talk to me, you know? I didn't want to burden people, and when it happened, I tried to go talk to Sherry. I showed up at her house. She went to her room. She wouldn't talk to me. I tried Facebook messaging her, and... all I wanted to do was talk to somebody, but I don't want to put myself in a situation by being naive, by thinking that I'm helping.
I would like to close the case. That is my goal, is to close the case. It's a choice. I mean,
no, I know.
If you guys want to work with us, that's fine.
I want to work with you.
I mean, it's totally up to you.
If I were to call my parents right now, they would want a lawyer present.
Okay.
But... that's why I haven't called my parents.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
You have to do what's right for you.
Yeah.
So whatever you feel.
Be at peace, you know? Mm-hmm. I want peace for them, and I want peace for me. But I have unanswered questions, and...
Well, what are your unanswered questions?
I mean, from the time I went to sleep to the time I went awake, there's nothing. It's just a void of what was she doing? What was she thinking? Was she yelling for me, you know? Was she peeing? Was she with somebody else? Were, you know, I don't know. It's just a void of questions that I can't answer.
Lauren's family gives their full permission for any and all details to be shared in hope that the truth will come out. If you know anything at all, call 1-888-599-0008 or email tips@SheilaWysocki.com. Next time on Without Warning.
And Hannah comes in the door and starts making a big deal of everything. I wish it was me, Mabel. I mean, just making a total fool of herself. Everybody heard it. I mean, she was doing it loud too.
It should have been me.
And like there was, it's not like she was saying like, you know, I wish it would have been me, like talking to somebody. She was screaming, wanting it to be known that she was here.
Without Warning, host, executive director, and executive producer, Sheila Wysocki. Producers, Katie Zitzman and Aaron Parker. Editors, Katie Zitzman and Aaron Parker. Mixing and mastering by Resonate Recordings. Narrator, Tim Evans. Thank you for listening to Without Warning. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave us a quick review to help others discover it too.